Oh, well, I went to school from Franklin Street.
Okay,
I
so
know I we my mother, when we took this baby in, we
where
were,
on Franklin Street? You remember the number?
yes, 213 and 214. We lived so many years. What the lady asked my father to buy the house, a little cottage, you know, and the bedrooms were upstairs, of course. It was like Alan married together, my grandmother and I together, you know, in one room, and the boys were also in one room right across from us. That's how we were brought up.
Where did your parents work?
My father worked in U.S. Rubber. That wasn't Kaiser then, U.S. Rubber. He worked there a lot of years until he retired at 65.
What did he do in the factory?
Worked with wires, wire worker, you know.
Was this piecework or?
I don't think then they had piecework.
And your mother also in the same
No,
mill?
my mother worked down the Red Mill in Bristol. She worked 30 something years there. And then they moved
What
to,
did she do in the Red Mill?
she
What was
worked with
that?
the yarn. Yarn,
Okay.
and she said it was a heavy job. Pick up these bobbins, they called it bobbins, where the yarn was. And she worked there, and she worked there a lot of years. And then they decided to move down south. The labor was cheaper, although there was no money then, you know. They weren't making money then in them days, but they kept working. Sometimes my father worked 2, 3 days a week, sometimes 2 days. So they managed, you know, and I think that's why my mother went to work too, you know. They had to support these mouths, you know.
Yeah, five children.
So that's all, that's right. Five, six, seven, eight of us,
Yeah,
right?
because your grandmother too.
And my mother and father,
Yeah.
yeah.
And this is during the 20s and 30s and growing up, you were born what, 1923?
1923.
So
Yes,
you go through the
20s and,
Depression, the Great Depression. Work is hard to find, but they kept you all together and
And they did these, even if it was 2 days a week, but they stuck to these jobs. And then when they moved, my mother didn't go. And at that time, my brother, oh, they told her the war broke out. And then they asked if she would work a victory shift. She couldn't do it because she was very, very sick because my brother had just gone into the service.
So she was heart sick.
Oh, she was, yeah, very upset, very, she couldn't do that, you know.
What is a victory shift?
Like about 4 hours every day, 4 hours, or I can't remember that.
For the war effort to,
During the war,
yeah.
during the war, to help out, they needed help. The boys were all away, so they needed help.
In the mills.
Yeah.
Oh, she must have been so heart sick for her
Oh,
son.
you know what? Her hair turned all gray, completely gray or white or whatever. Yeah.
But he came back.
And he thought he'd never met. He was in the South Pacific and all those islands, you know. And he was wounded. He had shrapnel wounds. He was a scout, the first soldier to go alone, very slow, and watch out where he steps because of the mines. He had to kind of watch out for mines, you know. And he thought he'd never make it. But anyway, he went alone. Of course, he was petrified, I'm sure. And then, when he okayed and said that there was no mines there, that he didn't step, if he stepped on the mine, he would have been gone. And then they move up, they keep moving to go fight even closer, you know. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And He was there 4 years in the service.
Okay.
This is what I know, you know? What I can remember.